Zance Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Hayden Bleachmore.
And I'm Zoe B.
Okay. You just had to think about it. Me and Hayden ran out of breath. You just had to consider it. Today's topic is necks.
Next. Oh,
good. You need them.
Yeah. But you don't want them. They're God's curse.
Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Necks. I wish I had no neck. Head to sternum.
And then if you had to turn, it's a full body pivot.
Yeah, like a whale.
Yeah, I was going to say, what animals don't have necks? Whales? Most fish. Yeah. Why do fish have necks?
Do they?
Well, they can waggle their head around.
They waggle their body.
Or is that a spine?
I suppose that would be, hang on, can I waggle my body?
Waggle, go for it.
Okay. My head has to stay in the same spot.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing it.
That's a waggle.
My body felt wrong to do. I mean, humiliating.
I'm also not sure what you were trying to approve.
Yeah, Jack, do you want to watch me waggle my body without?
Yeah,
ooh.
That's not.
No, that's waggling your arms.
You're that's part
your body.
Of my body.
You're gonna waggle your body. Your whole head's gotta be still,
and your spine has to move. Yeah, that's it. Now you, Jackson's standing up to do it.
You gotta stand up. Flossing is kind of waggling your body, but not your neck. If you didn't have a neck.
Yes.
More.
That's what I was waiting for. You both looked at me like, go on. Do you reckon it would be quicker to eat things?
Well, I guess very slightly, yes. It would have further
less
room
to
fall.
It's so funny to think about how much time the neck takes up.
If you were a competitive eater though,
yeah,
like
exactly.
Neck is the part that's pushing down the food.
Oh yeah. Because if you swallow you can feel your neck muscles slow going.
You know, with a frog, I'm so out of breath.
Why? Because you're waggling your body so hard.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Do you know with a frog that the way that some frogs, maybe not all frogs, push down their food is by they push their eyeballs back?
Gross.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That would be heinous to have to do, though, if we had no neck and just had eyeballs that move.
that push the foods down.
What would your expression be?
Oh, it would be like the opposite of bug-eyed. It would be like in.
Yeah.
It's like
when you're yawning and you're trying to hide it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always think that I get away with a hidden yawn.
Yeah.
But I know I don't because my face tenses up and then I'm crying.
I had a guitar teacher
that
didn't really teach me much because I was a terrible student.
Yeah.
And he would just play riffs like for the whole half hour and I would just sit there and yawn, but I always tried to stifle my yawn. So I'd be like, I just like have my jaw open but my lips closed.
Oh, that's so
and then
funny.
I did that like 10 times a lesson and then one time he stopped playing. He's like, you don't have to stifle your yawns, you know? I'm like, okay. So then I just yawned openly while he played guitar riffs and I learned nothing.
Is he like, he'll learn through osmosis?
I guess so. I don't know.
That's so funny.
One of the most horrid, you know those memories that you have that like pop up while you're trying to sleep like 10 years later.
Yeah.
One of those for me was that when I was a child in primary school, I was in the school choir.
Sure.
And we had a performance at like, I want to say like 8 or 9 p.m., which was way past my bedtime.
Yeah.
And my mum so very kindly bullied the shit out of me for yawning the entire performance. Like I was 6 and I just wanted to go to bed. And
that's
my mum
so
was like,
funny.
Look at my idiot child on stage just yawning her fucking head off.
Wake up.
Why were they putting it on so late?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Late night primary school jazz.
But you'd think that the younger kids would go first.
Yeah,
so that they can
be on at 9 p.m.? That's like crazy. That.
9 p.m. is the 2 a.m. for a 6-year-old.
I think my parents thought that I would be so excited to stay up.
No one's excited doing choir.
Yeah, no.
That's a thing you dread that you have to do.
I was chatting to someone today and they were telling me about all the extracurricular activities they've done in their life. Yeah. And I was like, I have none.
You did drama.
Yeah, one day a week, I guess, after school.
Thursday
but nothing
afternoons,
else.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoons.
I think, yeah, like, Hayden, your family, from what I understand from your sister, was very, like, extracurricular.
Not, like, massively.
How many things did you do?
Well, not much because I hated doing things and stuff.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I did taekwondo for a bit,
which
I hated. I think I hated because I joined and then, like, a year later, Cass joined. And because she was older, she was immediately, like, 2 levels above me.
Yeah,
I'm like, what
sucks.
The fuck? That sucks.
You've been working
I've worked
hard.
So hard.
Yeah.
I did karate for one session. And then mum and dad were like, do you want to keep doing this? And I was like, hell no. I wasn't that cool as a kid.
Yeah. No, thank you, Baron.
Please, Dad, don't make me go.
I don't want to do the quad.
I don't like the uniform.
I shouldn't have opened this up. Hey, let's talk about chips in your brain.
Okay.
I was saying
Doritos.
Yeah. Well, you made me think. Okay, let me talk you through this.
Okay.
So, you know, we were saying, goodbye, Joel Dusha.
No, he's arriving. I think he's getting
welcome, Joel Dusha. You know,
distracting us.
We were saying earlier about swallowing with your eyes and how you would make a kind of slack-jawed face.
Sure.
Now, I imagine when we have chips in our brains that let us communicate, that's what transferring data will look like.
Oh, no.
So you'll be like, oh, Hayden, let me just send you a photo.
It's like, just like an orgasm face.
And then you'll... And then you'll get it. I think that will be cool. I think watching conversations happen will just be people being like at each other, and I'm excited for that future.
I'm also excited because brain chips are not far away either.
The other day I was sitting down and I was
more beautiful candid photos.
What do you mean?
Like, you know when you're at a thing and there's someone taking photographs and you're chatting to someone and they get that moment where you're just like, oh, and I'm having the most fun, and you get a copy of that and you're like, God, I look good when I'm not paying attention. When your face is...
Which you will constantly be doing.
Caught in the middle of a data transfer.
Yeah, maybe that's what you do in your private time.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want
to
do it at
go to the bathroom, do a big fart and transfer some data. Yeah.
I just like the idea of like at a party and I'm like, oh, dude, I got to send you this funny... Or you're like, Jackson, can you send me this movie or whatever that I've torrented by sitting on the bath? Or
like putting a torrented movie into your actual brain? That's brave.
Just sitting at the end of my bed like, 8-legged freaks. And you're like, Jackson, can you send me 8-legged freaks? And I'm like, yeah, man. But then like my chip's struggling and I just spend the whole party like...
Oh, now I've got a virus.
You know you can do that when you get home, right?
It's like 30% of the way through. How's it coming, man? Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. Would you guys get a brain chip?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Look, I don't want it. But the other day, I was sitting down in a park for some reason.
Nice.
And I couldn't remember the name of something. It wasn't this, but it was like a country's capital city or something.
Yeah, no, it would have been like, what's the barb on a goat's dick called or something? Yeah.
How many eggs does a man have to eat before he dies?
But I was Jackson, like, no man can eat 50 eggs. That's a very
cool hand Luke did it.
Did he?
Yeah, that's his most impressive trick.
That he could eat 50 eggs.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's
fucking eggs, man. But in that moment...
There's a cowboy's dozen.
I'm having a cowboy's dozen for breakfast. You too? You're like, yeah, I guess.
Which is more of a...
50 eggs? Fucking hell. Okay. But
more than a Gaston of eggs, which is only 3 dozen.
That's like nothing comparatively. It's still quite a
36.
Lot of eggs. How many eggs is he eat a day, though?
When 150.
That's a lot of eggs. But in that moment, because I have a Google Home at home.
Yeah.
And I ask that questions all the time. Okay, Gugu. I call it Gugu.
We've got fun little pet names for one.
That is cute. Yeah.
Sometimes I call it Googie. It doesn't always listen, but it responds to Gugu. I'm always asking it questions. And then I was like, in that moment, I was like, I need it now. And I was like, there it is. I'll get a chip in my brain.
Yeah,
fine. Because to be able to sit in a park and just be like, okay, Googie, how many eggs kills a man? And then to have my brain be like, well, Jackson.
51. Damn, he was getting close.
I also have my Google Home, because you can choose a name for it to give you.
Mm.
And I picked Little Bitch because I thought that was funny.
That's pretty funny.
But sometimes it'll come out and surprise me and I'll be like, what the fuck? Like, it'll be like, good morning, Little Bitch. And I'll be like,
damn, okay.
What the hell?
Sassy.
Oh, no, that's right. I set this up. this is a domino. I knocked over. I set up myself to be knocked over to insult
it's
me.
It's a single domino.
Domino's so funny. Yay! It's funny. It's not. It doesn't domino. It just falls over.
Just falls over. Yeah.
It's just a thing you're knocking down.
There's a video of a monkey using a brain chip. Have you seen that?
No, that's cool.
So Elon Musk.
Course.
I assume it's him. Maybe it's not him. Someone. I think it's Musk.
Yeah, big Musk vibes either
whacked,
way. Yeah.
Whacked a brain chip in a monkey and taught the monkey how to play Pong, like with the controller. And then the monkey's playing Pong. with the brain chip in, and then they don't yawn during my story, please.
Sorry. Fake it. You gotta hide it. Get a tense face.
Yeah, you didn't even do the stifling. You blew it away. Or was it a burp? Did you burp?
It was a yawn, and okay. It was a secret.
A secret yawn.
But then they unplugged the controller.
Yeah.
And the monkey was still using the controller because he didn't. No, he's had a brain chip. No, the crazy bit hasn't happened yet.
It's crazy for him to use a brain chip to move a controller.
Well, no, but then he used the brain. You went too early. I didn't say that he did that yet. All I got to was the unplug the controller.
I thought you said that he unplugged the controller and then he was...
I was about to say that, but I didn't yet. You ruined the whole flow.
I'll say it.
Then he was still using the controller, but the brain chip was controlling the pole.
Oh, that's crazy.
Thank you, Zoe. That's
welcome. Yeah, that's the right time to do that.
Somehow I just was.
Jackson, dumber than a monkey with a brain chip.
Yeah.
I mean, it was easy to see where the story was going. Yeah. So.
I don't think I'd want a brain chip. I don't want people knowing my thoughts.
I don't. Yeah,
but
that's true.
You've got a phone.
Yeah, but it doesn't know my thoughts.
Yeah, I suppose it just knows what you say.
It knows what I say out loud, but what's going on in here is way worse.
Yeah, that is
true. Have you ever been... This happened to me last night. I was having a boog around my room, and so I had my headphones on, and I was just having a little bit of a boog.
Yeah.
And then I turned around, and my mum was in the doorway, and she mimicked... One of the moves I did, and I was like, I have to kill myself.
Yeah, that's a lot.
What a horrible thing to do to someone. That's like, hey, this is what you look like when no one's watching. Yeah. That's like at the end of, what's that fucking movie?
There's a lot of films, dude.
Annihilation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like the mirror lady at the end of that has the same vibes.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It really was, because it wasn't like, you know, there's a difference in how you book.
In public versus alone.
Yeah, like that dance like nobody's watching. Mm. But when nobody's watching, you're doing really dumb
shit. Oh, yeah, you don't look cool.
Because I wasn't also thinking about it. I was like just like kinetically getting the energy out, thinking a problem through. And so I turned around and I must have been doing a peace sign at some point because my mom was there being like, eh. And I was like, I have to go kill myself. I'm almost 30.
That's grim.
And that's why I don't want a chip in my brain, because I don't want anyone to be privy
to what you're thinking.
To what I'm thinking or doing on my own, because I'm assuming the chip is recording what my eyes see as well.
Well, yes.
Well, I don't know if we're there yet. That's pretty advanced.
But if it's that advanced, then I'm sure they'll be, like with everything on the internet now, there'll be assurances. Oh, we're not recording your data. Yeah. Funny that I still want it, even though I'm like, they're tricking me.
Well, that's the thing. You wouldn't know. It's like, oh, they're just looking at what I look at.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm in the shopping center looking at cereal and they pick the other cereal. They're like, all right, well, let's fucking feed him the ads for the other cereal.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know?
That's funny to imagine. I got like the image in my head of you're like the chip in your brain. You don't even have to pick up the cereal and take it home. You're just going to go out and look at the cereal or whatever, and it'll appear in your cupboard at home because it's
that's
the future.
Not now. I mean, maybe you could order it Amazon.
Yeah, why would we have supermarkets then?
Just to look for looking.
Yeah, for looking. Fucking catalog.
It's a looking mart. Yeah. You look in the looking mart.
Dad, I look at so much stuff that I don't want.
Well, that's what I was thinking would be so funny to go home and you open your cupboard and you're like, wrong cereal, looked at the other one too long. But also, this is what life will be like if you don't have a chip. So say me and Hayden have a chip. Yeah. We're just having a normal conversation.
I'd say it's not a normal
I'm
conversation.
Yeah, and I'm chatting to you. Bah. And you know I'm sending him data that you just don't get to see.
That's fine. It's like when you're having a text conversation when you're in a group. Yes, I know that's happening, but I'm happy not to be privy to it.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
Because that's a little secret between those two people. Or me and another person. I'll be all right.
I'll watch it as it's coming in, so it's just buffering the whole time.
I think I would be scared if someone was watching a movie while I was talking to them. I think I'd be like upset if that was happening.
Yeah, that is rude. Scared was a strange thing.
It's scary because I need all attention all the time.
He's buffering! He's watching the movie as it turned it into his brain! Ah, I gotta get out of here! I gotta go! I think that'd be good. I think what would be bad is you would never know what someone else was browsing in their brain. You'd never have any idea. I could be looking at pornos right now
and
in my head.
That feels uncomfortable. Because it's like when someone, you're having a conversation with someone and they're on their phone.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like talking to Joel Dusha at any time.
Talking to Joel Dusha, who we were all thinking of.
You're ever chatting to
And then he'll be like, I'm listening. Okay. Like,
no, I know
you're look at me.
Yeah, just want sustained eye contact. That's all I ask for.
In many ways, then, is this not better? Because Joel Dusha's just doing this to you and he's got the eye contact.
I think you'd be able to tell because you'd be looking through.
Yeah.
Like, so your eyes are flicking back and forth.
Well, like maybe. Or maybe over. It's more like just you know, you can tell someone's not focused on you. Like, I'm looking at your eyes now, and now I'm defocused.
Yeah, you can tell, right? Yeah. You can tell. Mm. That's true. But we'd accept it. It's the future. It's 2055, baby.
Yeah. Lock that in. Well, I guess if I have to.
I was right about I predicted Hayden's story, so. 2055 is when the brain
You've got 100% hit rate so far.
No, I think it's dodgy they gave it to chimps and not, say, me.
There's time. It's smart as a chimp. All right? You'll be able to get one properly sooner than you think.
Yeah, that is true. Do you reckon part of it is the fact that the chimp doesn't know?
Yeah, the chimp doesn't know.
But do you think that helps?
What do you mean that's part?
No, Jack, I think that you do have to experiment on animals before we put them in people.
No, I mean...
What do you mean helps? Helps with what?
Well, I mean, is it the kind of thing... Say it was the chimp was in my brain, yeah, and I'm playing Pong with a controller, and they unplug the controller.
Well, they wouldn't have to. You wouldn't need a controller because they would be able to skip that point because you know the concept of Pong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, they needed to explain Pong to a monkey.
But was that useful? Because so the chimp, he's got the controller.
Yes,
he's playing Pong.
That's crazy. Oh wait, sorry. Sorry, no way.
And then they unplug the controller, but the chimp keeps playing Pong. His brain is still like, "Yo, you're playing Pong."
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But when you have the brain chip, you'll still be thinking you're playing Pong.
No, but the moment they unplug the controller, I'm like, you can't play Pong with your mind. And so,
well, Jack, there's a discordance. Jack, I think they just wouldn't explain to you when you, they unplugged the controller.
But I think I'd
like it's a secret.
I'd be too in my, oh, so they would do it, secretly.
Yeah, because the monkey doesn't know.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm
it's
assuming
a monkey.
You wouldn't know.
The monkey doesn't even know that it needs to be plugged in. It's a monkey. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I sort of know what you mean.
The monkey isn't aware that it's using the mind chip, which means it can't get in the way of the mind chip.
You'd stumble in the part where you have to control with your brain. You'd be like,
because I'd
won't
be like,
work.
Well, how is that going to happen?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
This won't work, therefore you won't send the right waves.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
I sort of see what you mean.
Yeah, so I think it wouldn't work with me.
You're just sitting in the park. How many eggs could a man eat? No, it won't work. It won't work. It didn't work. I don't know.
Sorry, too bad. I'll
pull up my phone and do it the old-fashioned way. Fuck. Yeah. I hate the future.
Yeah. What about if you could get Wi-Fi in your neck?
Bring it back.
Well, I mean, we already got 5G. That's all you need.
Yeah, that's true. You don't need extra. But
6G in your neck. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to get faster.
How many G's will they get to before they change the letter?
I think they go to 10.
When's 1H?
Yeah.
Oh, no. 10, you reckon?
Yeah.
A full decade of G's?
XG. That's what they're going to call it.
XG.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that is true. I think at a certain... Do you reckon at a point it will be fast enough that they stop talking about it?
I think it will get to a point where we'll just get
just
it.
Every day you look at your phone, ooh, 126 G. Okay.
Like they just update it and don't tell us.
Apparently, it gets worse every time, sort of. So like... I sort of... This is something I half know.
Okay, all right. Those are the best kinds.
The penetration... So... 5G is faster,
yeah,
but the reception's worse. Like, so if you are in like a concrete bunker,
yeah,
but if you wouldn't go through. But if you had like 3G, maybe it would go. Maybe not a concrete, maybe a concrete bunker was a bad,
like a
but
a
in a building or something. Yeah. So like, it's got less penetrative G force, but it's faster.
And then how's it getting into our brains and making?
Well, that's it's not. Is there...
What?
we should be more worried about 1G. Yeah. They can go all the way through us.
Oh my god, you're
that's
right.
That's just a fucking X-ray at this point.
Did we have 1G?
Did we?
What's G?
Good internet. Speaking of monkeys playing video games, I saw a video the other day for a Jackson Belly Spooks America I did.
You're just watching your own content?
It was in the episode
that we had to do. Oh, I thought you meant you were watching something you filmed for yourself.
No.
I'm like, good on
you. Jackson Belly Spooks America, get it on SansPans Plus. Anyway, we were learning about very clever chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chimp they taught Pac-Man. His name's Kanzi, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a great...
Monkeys always do have the best names.
They do. And there's a video of him, and he's playing Pac-Man, and he keeps dying. And he has to go for a... He was all right.
Okay. For a monkey, yeah.
He has to go on a little walk, because he gets so frustrated at dying in Pac-Man, and it's just so funny to watch. He's like, doing it, dies, and he's like, gotta cool off. All right, I'm back.
Just like a man.
Yeah, just that's like a person.
Cool. I said man.
Okay. That's fair. He's clever. Khan's, he was a genius chimp. He's a genius chimp. He's still alive.
That's pretty good.
He's got an IQ of 150.
He's like a sort of Einstein of chimpanzees. No, he...
I'm an Einstein of people with 150.
He knows the word for yogurt.
Whoa!
Jack, are we also Einsteins?
Yeah, I think so. There's a crazy story about... So he was somebody who worked at the primate research facility. It was Maori. And the other person who worked there was like, could you do the haka for the bonobos? And they were like, yeah, sure. So they did
that's such a weird request.
Well, they did it for the bonobos. And the bonobos were like, this guy's yelling at us. Like, this is aggressive display.
Yeah, of course. It's a very aggressive dance.
But Khanzi apparently non-verbally communicated to the guy in charge of him.
Through brain chips.
Yeah. And was like, hey, yo, the other bonobos, they don't get this. They think that he's attacking, but I get it. Could I have a private viewing of the haka?
Wait, what do you mean he non-verbally communicated?
That's what it said. It said Khanzi non-verbally communicated to his
guy. He wanted a private dance.
Yeah, that he wanted a private dance. I don't
strip
know.
Strip clubs. Monkeys understood strip clubs.
Well, he knew sign language. Khanzi taught himself sign language. It's just crazy, apparently, from watching Coco the gorilla do it. And he just figured it out. He's clever.
Yeah.
But he also had a bunch of pictographs that he could point to, and each one represented a certain thing.
This one means private dance in the back room. This one means banana.
But what I think is always so funny.
It's like that dog that they gave all the buttons to.
Like Bunny or whatever.
Yeah, Bunny. Kill you.
Bunny, no. But what I think is so funny about the Khanzi thing, and I said this in the Jackson Bailey Speaks America as well, but it's like, what if that wasn't what Khanzi was saying? And then all of a sudden, the haka, Khanzi's just getting it one-on-one, doesn't know why. What did I do?
They never explained how he communicated they wanted a private
dance. It's just such a complicated idea.
I know. I could barely say
The other bonobos are afraid. I am not afraid.
Yeah.
Give me a private session of this. I want to see this more.
Well, I guess the fact that maybe he understands it's a dance.
Yeah, exactly.
And a thing to be watched.
Khanzi's like, this is great to see. First of all, I love this. Thank you for sharing this with me. I'd like it alone. The other bonobos, they're ignoramuses. I'm a genius.
I am cultured. Yeah. Okay. I play Pac-Man. I need to cool off when I get angry.
Khanzi, what else did they do? He figured out how to toast a marshmallow on his own.
Fuck, that's
pretty
good.
Cool. And I think
his own, did he invent fire?
Yeah, I think he did.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
I think he watched someone else make a fire and then he made a fire.
No, he didn't.
They got, so there's a thing we used to do when we were cavemen. And it was how we made tools, where we would get one rock and smack into another rock and shale off bits of rock so it was spiky. So they taught Khanzi to do that. But then Khanzi, he was like, this is taking too long. So he just picked it up and hurled the rock at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He figured out like the chimp way to make tools because he was like, well, this is too dexterous. I'll just use my strength.
Yeah.
They showed him a yogurt. And he said...
He made his own yogurt, the chimp way.
Well, he saw the
pure
yogurt...
Pure brute strength.
Smashed some cheese onto the ground. Bashed up some milk till it was yogurt.
But then he said... apparently he said some chimp noises. And his sister, who was not privy to the yogurt, when they went and spoke to her afterwards, pointed at yogurt. And they're like, Khanzi said yogurt.
So we now know the chimp for yogurt.
There's a chimp word for yogurt. That's the takeaway.
This is exciting. It's also kind of scary because if they can become just a... Because like they're getting nearly as smart as us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But also they've got... Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, because they can rip your whole head off your body.
Yeah.
So you're just neck.
Yeah.
But then they're basically as smart.
Yeah, pretty much, which is...
It's exciting.
There's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned.
We will see to it.
We keep killing their environment, which is great.
Exactly.
We keep mowing down them trees to plant palm oil, and we will be the superior race until we all die very soon.
I found out very upsettingly today that... A lot of more palm oil than we think is actually ethically sourced.
That is a bummer.
Which is disappointing because I'm very pro palm oil because I'm very anti.
Well, palm oil's really sustainable as an oil, but it's the But it's just that they just demolish actual forests to plant the stuff.
Yeah.
That's the bad
bit. It's really funny to imagine like Planet of the Apes happening, and instead of us fighting the apes, we just open more McDonald's. Oh, yeah? Time to demolish your house.
We'll just turn off all the solar panels. Fossil fuel or nothing, baby.
You're coming down with us, orangutan man.
Cop this.
Do you reckon if you're just a neck and a head, your life would improve or disprove?
I would say disprove.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled.
That's not the opposite of improve, but I would disprove. I would make it so that it's not proved. I would prove it wrong. I disproved it.
What do you reckon you would do if you were just a head and neck?
Oh, not much.
I think I'd writhe around in pain.
Yeah. What if you were alive? Like,
well, how? Because like the rest of our living things.
A wizard's kiss.
All right, so is the bottom of my neck just my anus?
You don't have an anus anymore. You don't need to worry about that shit.
Also, we don't even have to eat?
What happened? Let me describe it to you. Okay. The three of us were standing in a line facing forward. A wizard came along and placed his lips against ours. And as he did that, he pulled our heads off and placed them on the ground next to each other. Yep.
Yep.
And then, oh, we're heads and necks. And he's like, you know, don't need to shit. Goodbye. That's our lives.
Can we talk?
Yeah, we can talk.
Okay.
I
don't know. What are our options? How do we get around?
Like a skateboard.
Yeah.
But how do you push the skateboard?
Man.
Oh, man, you got to hire a man.
Why are you not in a wheelchair?
Because I want to look cool.
Pushing around a skateboard while it's on the ground, just like, I guess you just kick it. Like a full-grown man just kicking your skateboard along.
Like a pretzel over the
Are you sure you don't want to? No, stop asking.
Stop asking. I don't want to. Can I put you in like a rollerblade?
Yeah. Can I put you in like, I'll put you on my head, okay? Yeah. No,
that's not what
I like
want.
It down here. Make me do a kickflip again.
Okay.
Well, look, sick.
Just picking you up by the hair and then flipping the board and then placing you back. Yeah, nice, ollie, tight.
Just filming it with a fisheye lens.
It is real cool to imagine getting a skateboard and doing a drop in, but with a head, just and then just it kind of like going in the half pipe slowly until it just sort of settles in the middle
again. Would you have to strap yourself into the skateboard?
Yeah, like you've got a pad of Velcro on the bottom of your neck. And it's...
That's cute because I was just imagining you were loose and as it dropped in, you just rolled.
Rolling.
It's great as well. Imagine you're on a skateboard with a knee pad. Just
Jackson, helmet
exists.
No, that didn't protect your face.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fragile bit. I think I've fucked us a little bit by giving us a neck. If you're just a head, you're like a ball.
Mm.
But the neck makes it. It's like an extra
unbalanced.
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, because you could sit on your chin.
Yeah,
but you can't really sit on just your neck.
No.
What you want to do is kind of create some kind of plate that you could then be placed in that creates balance.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay, yes.
I see what you mean. Like an upside down, like sombrero kind of thing.
Where you can just, you're kind of like in a bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
Or
like a vase.
You know those things that they put babies in?
Oh, the jumperoos?
No, well, you like them, but the ones where it's like got wheels all around the baby?
Oh, yeah. And you can sort of bounce and walk.
Yeah.
Before they can walk, they sort of bounce around.
Yeah, that, but your head, and then you could kind of maybe nod up and down, and that would shift you forward.
Okay.
It's not much of a life.
But it's, well, is it better than death?
I don't know.
Being just ahead?
I think I'd like to get taken up. You know that guy a while back, he did a jump out of space?
Oh, yeah. The Red Bull Man?
Red Bull Man. I think I'd like to do that.
As a head.
As a head.
Yeah.
You can do that now, Jack, as a human.
Well, as a human, I got too much to live for. As a head, I'll take the risk.
That's true. You can take more risks if you're just a head.
Yeah. And the way they can do it is I can have something in my mouth that I just got to bite down on when I reach a certain height to inflate the
balloon.
The balloon.
That's the you're balloon. Not using a parachute. You're inflating a balloon to slow you down. But just it's not. It's just your breath. You go.
Oh, fuck.
Oh god! I hope this works.
I can only do one balloon because I can't swap to another one. Oh no!
also not helium, so it wouldn't even slow you down.
But it's bad if it was helium. Because then it's like going up again.
Yeah, you couldn't
land. Oh, no.
You do what?
Helium balloons would float away in space?
What do you mean? So you inflate a helium balloon in the International Space Station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
because everything's floating up there. Also, we're no longer in a spacecraft.
Okay,
we're in Jackson's situation. I think we just float around out in space, and then he's like, "Let's inflate our helium balloons." Would he go further high?
No, I don't think so. Because I think helium's lighter than air, so it's like an air bubble in water that would rise to the top.
You can't go further high in space.
Yeah, you're at the top.
Well, no, and also there's no further high or further low.
It's just there.
You're in space.
Yeah.
There it just is.
Well, I guess up in relation to your body.
Well, yes. Then no.
No, I think we'll just stay there.
Do we think, so let's, imagining the scenario where I tumble out of the space station.
Yeah.
But it's a helium balloon.
Wait, you're going from the International Space Station? You're not going from the Red Bull rocket that's just on space. You're going from the space station.
And I just float out of it and I'm like, well, I hope I land on Earth eventually, but I just tumble out.
Oh, no, I'm being sucked into the sun. Well, that makes sense.
I guess I should have expected this. Yeah. Goodbye.
I had a good run until I was just a head in the neck.
But if I was a head attached to a balloon and just floating around the planet, would they try and get me down or would they not think about me?
I think it would be...
There's all that space debris. You're just more of
yeah. it. You just become space junk.
Every now and then, if you look real hard, children, yeah. and you wish you can see Jackson and yeah. his floating heads and balloons.
It's good.
And
imagine.
If you listen very close, you can hear him go, "Get me down from space!
Guys, I'm a human being!
Please! This isn't just a cluster of balloons. One of them is a human head and neck."
Just seeing you go between the moon and Earth, just like you go right across the face of the moon.
Help me! I like to imagine a guy looking through a telescope.
The world's most horrible ET.
I like to imagine somebody looking through a telescope at me, like just at the stars, and then I come like in front of it, and they're just like, ew. Change angle.
But then
angle.
You just keep popping up in the telescope. Hey, get me down.
I am a neck and head in space.
But can you get me down from here?
All you need is just like a bow and arrow or whatever to pop the balloon.
Just piff rocks at me, see what happens.
Ow. It is good to imagine me floating down and just getting stuck in a tree.
So I'm no balloon physicist, but after a while, balloons lose.
That's true. It might work out for me.
Like eventually you will just float down.
Yeah, but it's not the balloon doing the heavy lifting. It's you're in space.
I'm in space. That's true. There's
you
not
are
much.
Locked into the
would
orbit of
they deflate
of
over time in space?
I think they would get cold, right?
I mean, yes, but I don't know
can
what
we
that.
Ask NASA?
I think it's because I think I'm making this up, but I thought it's just because like actual like latex balloons aren't that gas tight. Like they're mostly gas tight,
but not as much as you would.
Yeah, so they just slowly lose helium and become heavier or whatever.
So I suppose what would happen is I would just hit the atmosphere and burn up and die.
Nice.
Yeah,
I think in this scenario you can live as a head and neck in space, but there's no way you'd burn up in the atmosphere. That'd be ridiculous. You get so hot.
Stand, yeah, the heat.
The balloon.
You
would
forget
melt.
The heat. What would you do as a head and neck then?
In space.
In space or just in general?
Wherever you want to be. Zoe skated.
I look true. Sick.
Yeah.
I think I would try, just join some kind of circus. And I'd do magic, I
that
think.
Is, yeah, that would be
double act.
I'd get a man who's just a body. I'd velcro myself
great.
To his head.
How would you come to an agreement?
Well, I would use non-verbal communication.
You only have verbal communication.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, I can. Oh,
you can
fuck.
Talk and he can sign.
Oh, it's like what's that movie where Gene Wilder's deaf and the other guy's blind?
I don't know, but I believe
it's Seen a Weevil. It's like that.
Yeah.
No body, all body.
What's your trick?
The trick is I can rip off my own head and go, and then everyone goes, oh, and people throw up and like faint because that's horrendous.
Yeah, that's great, but it's cool. You see, there was a shut up a second at some point recently where you were saying bring back freak shows.
That was with Alexis Tolopoulos.
That was with Alexis Tolopoulos.
Yeah. Ethical freak shows because back in the day they were very unethical.
That's the problem.
The best problem with freak shows is that you don't want to be ogling somebody who's just built differently.
Yeah.
But if you're built impossibly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're just a head and neck and you're getting paid like $10,000 a day, fucking have people come look at you,
like,
right?
Imagine I was just fingers.
They don't move. They're just there.
They don't move. But trust me, don't rot.
He's alive.
He's a guy. And my fingers maybe to communicate, I can spell things out.
He's very good at piano.
Yeah. And gang signs.
I like
I did join a gang. He's reformed.
Yeah. I'm a crip. It's true.
Fuck, what Jack, does that to be mean? A crip.
And how is he telling me this? How am I understanding him right now?
I like you said I would be special language.
You said I'd be good at playing the piano, but like the fingers don't have weight if you're not pressing down on them. So they're just
well,
like
finger weight. The weight of a finger.
I don't think
something.
The weight of a finger would put down a piano key, right?
I don't know. I
think so.
Piano key to test on.
Yeah. Would they put down a key on a keyboard? I'm scared to test in case I turn off the recording accidentally.
Let's do it. Let's try it. And okay. If there's a little break, we know what happens.
Yeah. No, it's not knocking down the.
You can rest on the keyboard?
I can rest on the keyboard.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah,
wild.
That's crazy. And nothing's. So there you go. I don't think I could play piano if I was just fingers.
Oh, we get your fingers, we get Hayden's head.
Yeah.
Oh, recorder.
And the man with the body.
Yeah.
Who also has no fingers, coincidentally. No fingers.
How is the recorder? Is the guy with no fingers
well,
holding
you're the fingers?
Yeah, but they're loose fingers.
Yeah, but they can
we tape them on.
So you can play one note. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Why is this good?
It took three men to make this happen. That's why it's good.
I can't tell that this is three men and then we all fall apart.
Yeah. And then they go, what? And everyone throws up and gives us money.
Was one of the guy's fingers? Thank you!
All your fingers taking in a little bow?
Little finger bow. It just looks like I'm groping. Well, I guess it doesn't because I don't have palms.
Yeah, you just fingers are just in a line.
Maybe it's like watching worms bow.
Yeah, it's just like watching worms bow. What if I was just palms? Would that be better?
No.
Okay.
You and on that note, my fingers are bowing.
Yeah, show us.
Yeah, it does. It's
it
great.
Does. It looks heaps like your fingers are bowing.
You got to go a little bit lower.
Go a little bit lower. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Just so you know, Zoe's putting her whole hand behind the desk and just poking her fingers up and making her fingers
just bowing
bow.
Those sweet little fingers.
Mm.
Beautiful. You're welcome, fingers. Well done. You're welcome.
Yeah, they're not bowing. It's like congratulating me. They're bowing is like a thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what I meant by that. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Aiden Bleachmore.
And I've been Zoe B.
I think today's episode was next.
Which we stuck relatively
we did
too.
Actually. No, that's fair. Good on us.
Good on us.
Yeah.